The meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Hancock Free Public Library is called to order at 3:03. I'll take notes. Okay, so we're here just with two agenda items. Why am I looking at this? To decide if we can grant the library director 2 extra hours, or when we can grant. When it will begin.
Okay.
Because we've already approved the 2 additional hours. And I didn't realize until after the meeting that...
We didn't specify,
and probably the sooner the better. So, did everyone see my email where I kind of laid out... Oh, good, you have it.
Don't mind the other side, I always use scrap paper.
Okay, that's the extended leave, but I had laid out... the reason why I thought we could start now. I can go back to that.
Yeah. I just saw something that said there were 18 days versus the 24 that you had calculated or something.
Because we were originally thinking January, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't start in January.
Because
Caroline would prefer to start now.
She wanted to start now, but with her health, I don't know.
Well, that's why I'm wondering, you know, if it would put more pressure on her now, if we should wait.
Of course, if she doesn't use them, I mean, it doesn't matter. We could still start it.
I'd say go ahead and start it, and then it's open if she uses it.
If she wants.
She doesn't, she doesn't have to work 16 hours, but she may work 16 hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, she may find that she... If she is going away, that she wants to have some extra hours to get things done.
We should make it clear to her that she doesn't have to use them if she wants to, you know, just to put her mind at ease.
Yeah. The library is open 14 hours, but she could work 2 extra.
Yeah.
And that is the plan, right, that the library will not be open 16 hours.
Right. So these are 2 hours she could work at home or come in early and then know the library's closed or whatever.
Did we specify that she could also work from home with these 2 hours? It used to be that she could use them either way, but do we need to specify that in this anywhere, or is it just...
I don't know.
I don't either. That's what...
We could say that.
Yeah.
I guess.
Just make it explicit.
Yeah.
Could
that,
be
that
used...
The library will be open 14 hours, continue to be open 14 hours a week, and the additional hours may be used...
Mm-hmm.
From whatever location.
Okay. And do you think we should have something in there about... I think Gretchen was concerned that we needed to revisit the budget in the spring and make sure that we have enough money to cover these extra 2 hours.
Well, last time when we had the extra hours, when we felt we didn't need them to be used, we cut them off. We just, you know, there was no big discussion. Just they go back to the 14 hours. So
right. So maybe we don't need to put that in this motion.
Because I think it's really only addressing this fiscal year.
Yeah.
And
following procedure that was in place at one of the times.
Yeah, we have to figure out the budget for the next fiscal year.
So I'm going to make a motion that we begin adding 2 hours a week for the librarian in addition to the 14 hours that the library is open, which could be used from whatever location.
And just
except I'll word
it
better.
Then it'll run from now through June 30th.
Should we start at the beginning of start next week, so it's like a full week?
Yeah. Okay, all those in favor of that motion?
Do we have to second?
Second.
I second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Great. Okay, thank you. That was easy. Okay, can I look at your...
Sure.
Since I didn't bring it.
As you can see, I always use whatever is there.
And I think there was an email that said you'd attached it, but I didn't see it, but I figured it wasn't much different than the other one, the earlier one. So
the earlier one.
We have made a couple little changes.
Yeah, folks had wanted to add something about how this would be done, and I got home and I couldn't really figure that out, but...
You mean the procedure for requesting it?
Mm-hmm. Or for the trustees to consider it, I think.
Okay.
So what I have now, if the librarian wishes to take an extended leave of absence, more than 6 working days in succession, without pay, he must request such leave from the Board of Trustees in advance of the board meeting that would take place 1 month prior to the date the leave would commence. The librarian will submit the request via email to the chair of the board, which will consider the request at its meeting as stated above. If granted such a leave, the librarian will arrange substitutes to operate the library and will train them sufficiently so that they can manage library operations in his absence. Leave request must be for a defined period of time and specified a date of return.
Okay.
So, does anyone want to add anything, subtract anything?
Should we say, since you're saying, she has to specify when she's coming back, do we want like a date in there when she is starting? Because we're just, we're saying it's 1 month prior to this, but we're not requiring her to give us a date. We're just saying,
why don't you just say that she didn't specify the start and return date?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
What I mean. Just add that.
Just add the start and where it says return,
mm-hmm.
That'll cover it.
Okay. Do you want to look at this, anybody?
I'm looking at it on my phone.
Okay.
Yeah, I looked at it before we came.
So you think we're all right?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if it's all right with you, I will make that revision, but consider it approved so we don't have to do this again.
Yeah.
I think we should make a motion to...
A motion to accept it as revised.
With the corrections,
right.
Revised.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. That was easy. So are there any other items of business we should consider right now? Okay, then I'm going to adjourn our very brief meeting at 3:10.